Now each meditation lasted 1 full hour. And for each meditation, they came to a chapel, and received the points for each meditation. And after the hour's meditation, privately in our rooms, we were instructed to put down in writing what thoughts our Lord gave us during that meditation. Does that make sense, sisters? Because when we pray, hear it. It is not only or mainly we talking to God. It is mainly God speaking to us. What God communicates to us, is that worth remembering? What is the surest way of remembering something? Write it down. In teaching my own Jesuits their theology, I made sure they were always writing during class. Of course, I had a bad reputation. So what? Write prayerfully, or prayerfully write. It's almost 1 hour, but not quite. I have one more point. How to make a good retreat. You make a good retreat by planning your future. Remember, a retreat, in spite of the title retreat, I repeat, the Ignatius never used the word retreat, which means going back. You make a retreat not only to look back over the past, you make a retreat mainly to plan the future. Plan your future. And you sisters making your final vows. Is it this month, sisters? Plan and put in writing your plans. No big speeches. Be clear. Be definite. Tell our Lord what you're going to do. I'm not recommending this to you. I'm just sharing this with you. I'll be the first time that I've shared this with any group of retreatants. When I made my retreat before final vows, I wrote out what I believe our Lord wanted me to do in the years to come. I cleared my decisions with the Tertian Master. And then, I'm not telling you to do this, sisters. But then I was allowed to make private vows, promising God to do certain things. I repeat, I hope I'm clear, sisters. I'm not telling you to take any private vows. You take 4 vows, am I correct? We take 7 vows. But plan in the name of our Lord, use this retreat to plan your future. And not just in big, general, poetic terms. I plan to be a holy religious. Be specific. And you'll be surprised, sisters. But you should especially plan and be definite for the future. Is identify what are your main weaknesses. And no two of us are the same. I know the longer we live with other religious, or fellow religious, the more we know what their weaknesses are. The problem is we don't recognize our own. Am I lazy? I can say this with complete security because, and I hesitate to say it out loud, I am naturally very, very lazy. In other words, make decisions, if I'm clear, sisters, without taking vows. The promise of the Lord, you're going to concentrate 1, 2, 3, 4, not too many ways in which you are going to serve Him and show your love for Him until your last breath. Plan your future. Anticipate. Lord Jesus, as we begin these spiritual exercises, we desperately need your grace. We ask you to show us what you know better than we, what we need. Open our hearts to be generous with you, because depending on how generous we are with you, you will be correspondingly as generous to us. Dear Jesus, we are making these spiritual exercises to prepare not just for our own eternity, but to bring, please God, thousands of souls with us to heaven when you call us. Amen. Thank you for listening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.